This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on, friend, let us rejoice and be glad in it. How are ya? It is, of course, Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, January the 13th, 2013. How are you? It's Joey Kroll with you here on Great News Radio. It is so good to see you. Sunday Worship, of course, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God. Pray that you are enjoying your weekend thus far. And today here on Sunday Worship, we're going to be focusing on being encouraged. You know, in a world where we turn on the TV, watch the news, read the online articles, the paper, it can be kind of discouraging, amen? Situations in life, family matters, marriage problems, it can get so overwhelming at times. And to have a breath of fresh air of being encouraged by the Word of God is always fresh air to the soul. So friend, we're talking about today being encouraged. Right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
What a fellowship, what a joy we find, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Yes, it's called the Faithfulness Medley right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I love that song, friend. How are you? Yes, here we are. It is, of course, Sunday here on Great News Radio. And today we are focusing on encouragement. Yeah, we need more of that these days, don't we? Amen. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." I'll tell you what, there are so many times in our lives when we feel like we just can't continue the race. Amen? These are precisely the times when the enemy loves to assault us to the point of breaking and tormenting us, saying, "You'll never make it to the finish line. You might as well quit now." See, I'll tell you what, friend, this is the time where we need to cling on to the promises of God. The Lord will soon reward our diligence for all our toiling here in this world. Paul said, "Let us not grow weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we do not faint." What am I saying? Friend, let's allow God's wonderful promises to strengthen and comfort us in each circumstance so that we can run the race, not just to finish it, but to run together side by side, the flame of our torch reaching the finish line, blazing brightly with fire for him.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he
Yeah, the Gaither Vocal Band, Because He Lives, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you. I do hope and pray that you're enjoying your weekend thus far. Yeah, we had a chance to just clean up the house yesterday, which sounds really exciting, don't it? But apart from that, we had a nice weekend, apart from the, you know, cleaning the toilets and the cleaning out the refrigerator and all that. But no, we had a good weekend, and praying it's the same for you thus far. Acts chapter 14, verse 22 says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. See, I don't know about you, friend, but it seems that the tests that we're going through are getting harder and harder. Do you remember when you took tests in high school? At the time, they may have seemed hard, but imagine if you had to take an elementary school test when you were in high school. You'd probably think, oh, this is so simple. So if it seems that the testing of your faith is more intense, it simply means that you're graduating to new levels of faith. See, friend, our faith is being tested, and as we pass each faith test, we're finding different means of being tested. I suppose a few years ago, we'd look back and think to ourselves, wow, that was a hard test, but now it doesn't seem so difficult. So if you're going through a tough time right now, be encouraged, because it simply means that God is graduating you to new levels of faith. The harder the tests, the greater the difficulty, the greater the reward. An increased blessing awaits you. Stay focused, friend. Stay alert. And remember that God is trying to stretch your faith so that you can accomplish even more great things for His kingdom. Oh, what a beautiful song. This is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are focusing on encouragement. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I come that they may have life and that they have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." Joseph, the son of Jacob, grew up caring for flocks. A shepherd boy. We can read about that in Genesis. I think it's 37. While we might have a romantic view of a easy pastoral life among sheep and goats, the main responsibility of a shepherd was to protect the flock against hungry predators, wolves, lions, and so forth. The shepherd loved his sheep, and Joseph was a good shepherd. The suffering servant Jesus was illustrated in the life of Joseph. Jesus came as a good shepherd to protect his flock against the enemy whose sole purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. Our shepherd, the Messiah, Jesus, was ready to give his life to protect you and I. And he is still watching over us. He gave his lifeblood to protect us because he loves us, and we are incredibly precious to him, each one of us. Do you know how precious and loved you are? How the Son of God exposed himself to the ultimate danger because of his incredible love for you? How he protects you from unseen danger every day of your life? We can rest in his protective love, no matter what happens, especially because where we're going, there will never be danger ever again.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. For the Bible tells me so.
This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams,
Steve Green. What a great song. Love that song. It's called People Need the Lord. Amen and amen to that one. Friend, how are you? It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you on your Sunday. Of course, this 13th day of January 2013. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Mr. Mark Burns will be in this seat behind this microphone right here for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning. So hopefully you can join us for that. Until next time, friend, thanks so much for listening. And remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.